Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Many people in Tipperary will have little or no idea what duckweed is, while for the farming community, it's seen as an invasive species. However, the shamrock-like aquatic plant could become a farmer's best friend. The Green Farmers Co-op is examining the cultivation possibilities of duckweed, while also treating polluted water. I spoke with Clonmel man Daniel Long recently. He first explained just what duckweed is.
I suppose the first place to start is that duckweed is, if you go out to your lakes or your ponds out even around Clonmel or Tipperary, you'll see duckweed growing naturally in the ditches. It's a native plant to Ireland. I suppose what our startup is trying to do is trying to make it more of a mainstream crop that could be used in agriculture for the purposes of reducing the effects that wastewater have on our water quality and reducing the input costs, because duckweed is a high protein crop. The best way of describing it is it's almost an algae type crop, but it's essentially a water legume.
Would people tend to see it as being, for want of a better description, a weed normally?
Yeah, it's viewed as an invasive species in some countries because it multiplies, it doubles in mass every 24 hours. And based on it generally follows a couple of rules. The water has to be above 7 degrees, generally fresh water. So, and then in those conditions, it multiplies rapidly and generally high nutrient rich water. So in the case of where you might have a problem with runoff from, say, a farmyard or a pond or a stream, it's going to thrive very much in that lake.
Given that it multiplies so quickly, is it a difficult one to control then, in that presumably if you're growing it on purpose, you're going to want to keep it under control?
Yeah, so harvesting will generally take place every 2 weeks, and you'll harvest it like you'll harvest any other crop. Left grow to its own devices, the crop will go through its natural cycle, and then it will die and sink to the bottom, and then it'll create more pollution in that water body. So yeah, harvesting is very important.
So explain again the basis of how this will work and how farmers can actually utilise it.
So essentially, we formed the Green Farmer Co-op in 2022. It was born out of a project that I was part of called the Co-Creado Project, which was a European-based project with 40 ambassadors around Europe with the idea of strengthening the farmer's place on the supply chain. And those ambassadors met in Europe, and the idea was to come up with 5 initiatives that could be replicated around Europe, and this was one of those initiatives. So how farmers can get involved in this is that most farmers will have a lake or a pond or a stream on farm, or most farmers will have a problem with runoff from farms, and it's essentially using that pond to grow duckweed on it to treat the water that might be high nutrient water or runoff from the fields, and recapture those nutrients and turn it into a viable crop that can be used to, one, purify the water, and two, reduce your feed cost by adding in a protein crop into your feed.
So how do you physically do that if you're limited to having a stream in one part of your
so
farm?
Generally what's done is we have a test farm outside. We've dug an artificial pond, and we're using it to capture the water from a stream that's flowing into that pond. But some farmers are doing it in the purposes of down the other digging an artificial pond, and they have maybe the runoff from the milking parlour running into it. And essentially, the duckweed is put on top of the pond. It'll multiply. You give it maybe a week or two to multiply. You'll end up getting a green mat over the water, and it's essentially running a net along the top of the water every week, and that you're separating out the water from the duckweed. There is mechanical ways as you advance, and as in Europe and in other parts of the world, there are looking at ways where you can mechanically do that. But I suppose we're starting from ground zero, so this is the most practical way at the moment for farmers to look into doing it.
And you're saying you harvest every 2 weeks. What do you do with the harvested duckweed?
So generally, that duckweed is then generally put into a shed to dry out. Generally, it dries out then to essentially a type of, a dust. It's very flaky in your hands when it dries out, and then that's broken down into a dust. And then that dust then goes through a biorefinery, which will be the next step in our project. But at the time being, it's broken down to a dust, and that dust then is mixed into animal feed.
Are farmers reluctant to take on ideas like this, do you think?
Yeah, 100%. There has been projects down through the years where, if you look at miscanthus or elephant grass, or maybe the early days of renewable projects, farmers are very, they're traditional in what they do. If they produce milk, or they produce dairy, or they produce beef, and they do what they know. The genesis of this project was looking that. Farmers are getting a a hard time when you look at the issues around water quality and runoff. And then on the flip side, then there's high input costs. And this was something that when we looked at it, that we could address. But we're not saying it's going to change the world, but we're saying it's a positive story.
So what's the next step for you?
The next step is to a feed trial in 2024 that we will hope to do in a piggery, that we can have a test number of pigs and see the results of taking out soya out of the diet of those animals and replacing it with duckweed and seeing the effects.
I presume this comes at a cost to yourselves as well. Is there any funding available
for
you?
We've applied for funding, various European funding and local funding. I suppose, like anything, these things don't come cheap, and they kind of have to be, like, funding does need to be sought for. But I suppose first and foremost, we want to get our message out there and let farmers see what it's about, like, because we have a demo farm hopefully up and running next year, that where we'll be able to bring farmers and show them duckweed actually growing on site and actually get to see the process from an actual farm to product.
Now, for anybody that wants to explore more on this and get in touch with the co-op, how can they do that?
So our AGM is taking place next Friday, December 1st, in Care House at 7:30. All are welcome. And if you want to get in touch with the co-op, it's thegreenfarmercoop.eu. That's probably the easiest and best way to contact us. And you can see all the material and all the information that's going up on that.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.